Hi, I'm Jasmine Greenaway, and in this demo, we're going to walk through creating arrays. In this example here, we're looking at two ways to create an array. This first one is array one, which is just a set of square brackets. So you just have a set of open and closed brackets to create an array. The second one uses the array object to create an array. So you would just write the word array with the capital A to preserve the casing, because this is built in JavaScript. And in the parentheses here is where you have to specify the length. This is a required number. So you could either put this in a variable and then add it into this parentheses here, or you could just put the number, I could have just put the number 5 in here as well. So now I have two arrays, one that has a length of 0 because I haven't specified its length for array one, and an array with a length of 5. So if I move on to this next example, I will see here on line 11 and 12 that 0 gets printed to the console because array 1 has no length. We just created an empty array. And on line 12, we see that array 2 has a length of 5 because remember we used the array object to create that second array. And remember that we have to specify the length here.